Apple is famously secretive about everything, so you might not even know that it's had a big plant here for years, with something like 2,500 workers at least. We know now from city officials that the company is expanding and could be adding thousands of jobs. There's construction work going on there that includes adding 1,400 parking spaces and turning a warehouse into a logistics facilities. And they're building massage rooms and medical offices and other kinds of amenities that are common in Silicon Valley.
Well, for a while now, the Sacramento region has been trying to sell itself to tech companies as sort of an affordable alternative to Silicon Valley. Is that working?
It didn't work too well during the recession, but things seem to be changing. Last week we talked about Toshiba opening an office here, and in November we learned that a call center company called VoxPro is opening a big office to be near Silicon Valley in the Sacramento region. Both Oracle and Agilent Technologies have also recently expanded here. So there's an encouraging trend going on.
Hey, what's the latest on that fight between people who live in Sacramento's Curtis Park neighborhood and the developer of a shopping center next door? I hear it took a strange turn this week.
It did. You may remember that the city council last month turned down a gas station that Safeway wanted with a store it was going to open there. And this week, developer Paul Petrovich submitted new plans showing that a grocery outlet store will replace Safeway. And he says another potential tenant there is a dollar store. So he seems to be making good on his promise that opposition would hurt the project in the end. He's even changing the name to distance it from Curtis Park. He's now calling it Crocker Village Shopping Center.
Parking meter rates in Sacramento went up by 50 cents this week. How do businesses in Midtown and Downtown feel about that?
This is a sore subject for everybody, and retailers in the central city worry that customers will stay away if it's too hard or too expensive to park. They actually don't seem that concerned about the price increase. What some are worrying about more is this plan potentially to extend the hours of operation in parts of Midtown well into the evening. The city thinks this could actually help business by encouraging more customers to park in garages, which would free up more spaces on the street. But that's kind of a complicated argument that may be a hard sell. The city's holding workshops before it makes a final decision.
A new skydiving business is opening in the region, and it's nowhere near an airport. How is that going to work?
This is called indoor skydiving. It simulates skydiving without making you jump out of a plane, which seems like an improvement. It's basically a vertical wind tunnel. You step into a big glass dome, and there's a rush of air from the floor that suspends you several feet off the ground. The business is called iFly. It's a national chain, and there are a couple of them like that. It's opening a branch in Roseville in a couple of months. There's a serious business trend here at work that we've talked about before. It's selling an experience, and those are the kind of businesses that are pretty hot right now.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.